Amen. 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 As our children are dismissed or have already been dismissed to the Rock, we want to continue this morning worshiping God. I tell you, folks, God is in this place today. God is speaking to us this morning. And my prayer this morning is that we would listen and respond. I ask you the question as we get started, and if you'll turn to Matthew 18, I'm going to attempt, if the Holy Spirit will allow, to finish this sermon today and begin preaching on another subject matter next week. But will you do what God tells you to do today? You know, we come together and we sing. We sing. But it's not supposed to be about a song. It's supposed to be about Christ. It's supposed to be about knocking on the floor of heaven and honoring God and telling Him we love Him and being obedient in all ways, in all matters. So the beginning of that today is to ask yourself the question, will I do what God prompts me to do today? And you can already say, you can say yes now. If you'll dare to say yes now and tell your body, tell your mind, your heart, and your flesh that I will do what God tells me to do today, you're already further along than you would have been if you'd have waited on that decision. And I say that to you because there's great instruction and guidance in God's Word. And that's where we need to be as a body of believers. That's where God's church needs to be. And I don't know about you, but I've seen so many things and I've watched so many different things happen in relationships. And while I understand there's the world over here and then there's the Christians that are here and God's bringing us to befriend and be around sinners and show them Christ, we're struggling within Christianity, within Jesus followers, with disciples of Christ, to show one another forgiveness, love, and affection of the Father. And so we can do better at that. We can overcome that as long as we will adhere to God's word and follow His precepts and His principles as to what godly living is all about. And so there's two words that I'm going to come back to at the end of the discussion when I share these other 5 points. But the first one will be the one that drives each one of us to a place that we never thought we could go, and that's resentment. And then the second one is retaliation. We as believers, those two words should not be in our vocabulary. They should be words that we have done everything in our physical human power to surrender over to God and say, I will not carry resentment in my heart. And I will not retaliate on any human being. These are not attributes of Christ. And when we're following Jesus, we don't want to be that way. We don't want to get that kind of a desire inside of us because that comes from the evil one. We say, well, that doesn't even make sense. How can the evil one give me those desires? Because we play into his games and we play into his words and we play into the way that he twists things around. So join me as we're just going to get before the Father again and we're going to ask him. So bow your heads with me and think about this as you approach the throne of God. As you've done through worship this morning and as you do at this very moment, I want you to think about standing at the gate of heaven just for a moment and saying this to God. And let's join together in our hearts and say this, Father, I'll do what you tell me to do today. God, I want to leave this place pure. I want to leave this place relieved. I want to leave this place free. And so I surrender to you this morning, God. And it's in Jesus' name that we commit the rest of this service to you and speak to us now through your word. Amen. Amen. And I pray that everyone join me in praying that prayer this morning. Everyone that I speak to this morning is in a different place. We're all in a different place. We're all experiencing.